stark, vi er en fejl, så ikke kæver, du er stark, ja?
Roger.
This is Sonarchy Radio, broadcasting from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle. This is Doug Hare, and for the next hour, we're going to listen to some live music.
This is Analog America.
Father, and after that happened, like, I would see deer, like, everywhere. I would see deer along the side of the road, deer in front of my house, deer in my driveway, deer around my car, deer, just all over the place. And anyway, then one night, coming out from work, I hit a deer. And since I hit the deer and, like, my car was, like, destroyed, since I got a new car and I haven't seen any deer. And so there's this part of me that can't help but feel like, you know, my dad was sending these like, ghostly deer from the afterlife to watch over his son. And I ended up hitting and killing one.
God.
One of us has a destiny, and you have to find your destiny. Yes. Why you're here, and what is your purpose? I mean, you can go throughout life not knowing why you're here. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I can look around and see the beauty and the brutality. I can see a beautiful tiger and I can know it can rip me to shreds. So where's the beauty? You know? There's cruelty, there's brutality in nature, in existence. So do I let that overwhelm me and discourage me and say life is an exercise in futility? Or do I say no? I want to be a positive part of this mystery of life. And I choose to be a positive part of this mystery of life.
Feeling better. If you feel like it, give me a call when you come home. Okay? David, where are you? I'm still having phone problems. I've been trying to get through to you. Barely made it. Keep me buzzed. David? This is Pauline. Would you call me when you come home? Or get up or wherever you are. No rush. David, this is Pauline. Returning your call. Give me a call when you come back.
The Earth is going to come to an end, but it's not. The Earth.
It's been beautiful here today. It was in, what, high 60s probably?
Yeah.
Really nice.
I'm riding my bike right now.
You're what, honey?
I should be out riding my bike on Thursday night.
Yeah, you should be, honey. Sounds like you need to be. You've got a paroxysm of sneezing, one after another. Pass. It might be some allergy, too.
Yeah, I got a cold.
It's a cold. Well, we're looking forward to getting you off of that plane tomorrow.
Yeah. I think I ought to just take a
taxi
back somewhere.
Well, Katrina's got Connor up there at the playground.
Oh, they're at the playground?
Yeah, right now they are, honey. Yeah. So maybe you might want to talk to her.
Okay.
About that. But we're all doing great here. Connor's been so cute. He hasn't tried that boy's school at all this week. Yeah, he's kind of had fun, I think, at school, actually.
Oh, that's getting really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing great.
Thorn, swirling vortex of leaves and a spiral of energy rising from the center of the stone.
Drive through.
You've been there.
It does.
did you watch?
I do.
You do?
Oh, you got a cold.
You got a cold. Did you watch Barney this morning? Did ya?
Huh?
Did you watch Barney?
Not right now.
Not right now.
Thank you. It's like in the middle of this field of grass, like cutting. I think I was supposed to be like trimming the edge of the grass with these scissors, but I just remember being in like the middle of our yard, like cutting the grass with like this little pair of craft scissors, and then I got stung by a bee. The arm? I think the arm. I don't know, it could have been somewhere else.
Small dog looking thing, very mangy, had a short weird tail. No, the tail wasn't short, but it was weird. Underneath the bridge is a lot of graffiti, and I just noticed that one of them says Chief Seattle. Thought that was a good sign. Oh, and I bought a cool hat today.
You're listening to Sonarchy, coming to you each week from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle. This broadcast is one of many examples of Jack Straw Productions' commitment to new music and sound art being made in the Pacific Northwest. If you'd like to get more information about how you can take advantage of our nonprofit recording studios, educational programs, or how to get your work on Sonarchy, then call us at 206-634-0919. Our website has a lot of information on it, including how we've been operating as a nonprofit organization dedicated to the sonic arts for over 40 years. It's at jackstraw.org. Phone number again, 206-634-0919. Let's go back into the studio now.
This is Analog America. I'm Amber Morgan.
And I'm Garrett Kelly.
And we're here with Oli Eshelman and Doug Arney of Correspondence. And we're sharing field recordings and found sound from answer machine tapes. And
found at thrift stores and other, in the garbage.
We run an online radio called Hollow Earth Radio. We're also sharing voicemails that we get from people.
And analog podcasts. And also clips from a movie I made and where I interviewed people on the street about being on the planet Earth.
You can find out more about us at hollowearthradio.com. We put out an album called Analog America, sharing the found sounds from the answer machine tapes. Thanks for listening.
But as far as being on a planet in space swirling around and like we're on this little spaceship kind of thing, I get that sense every once in a while when I look at the moon. You know, it's I think it's exciting times we live in. I think it's kind of frightening times. I think that, you know, sometimes I wonder why so many people are incarnating on this planet right now, and all I can figure is that this crescendo we're reaching is gonna turn into something better. But it's anybody's call.
I live on a boat. I own a boat. A sailboat in Santa Barbara. And I see 17-foot swells come over the top of my boat. And I have to bail out the water. And then I see that it's a struggle. And when the struggle is done, and I have enough food to eat, I see the gratification would be in the struggle.
every once in a while when I'm outside, because I go out for hour shifts, every once in a while I go out for outside, it's a little windy, and I try to listen to the wind as if it is someone talking to me. So I've had conversations where it's like I think something and then I wait for an answer kind of deal, and I come to the conclusion that there's a goddess on the mountain.
I could wish different wishes, for my desire is to desire different desires.
I'm going to say this. There will be the accusation and the concern that there are those here today who have come back for only one reason. I would pray that this would be a beginning for some of you. The church needs unity. It needs people strong enough to take a stand. It needs men that are willing to be involved. It was said earlier that our young people could face the wrath of this. They could also face the glory. It is imperative that we go on from here. I'm not going to even ask you not to discuss this beyond this point, because you just shouldn't. It should stay. It's over.
Lost a toe.
There's no sense in debating.
You're done.
I'm going to ask that you not stop. Never stop praying for Pastor. He needs our prayers more than anything.
Terrible.
I have said from this quote.
You know who you are.
The
only maybe I'm just attached to being myself. I really like being myself, and I want to be myself forever. I cannot imagine not being myself forever. I want to be Garrett forever. That sucks. I don't. I'm mad that that's the way it has to be.
What if you're gay forever, but then your friends die, and you're still Garrett?
No, well, I don't want that either. You know, I just want everyone to be who they are forever. I can live that way.
And I did my best. I sought counsel all the way to the association director. And everybody, every time I went to it biblically, and I tried to do it right. And when I met him, he wouldn't repent. And he wouldn't even acknowledge that he did anything wrong. I want you guys to know that.
May all of us
straight across, not just
feel
down.
Comfort and ease. Please be with Pastor and his family as we go. Please be with us as we grow. In Jesus' name.
Speed bike, you know, back up the hill to Capitol Hill, which made my legs really, really strong. And then I went to a really awesome show at the Doom Nest, and where Doom Honk was playing. And I just don't feel like I do those things as much as I used to anymore, because I feel like I have this hard time between work and not work, and finding like a healthy balance between what type of person I'm supposed to be. Whatever supposed to be actually means. But I don't know. It was one of the first places I've been in a long time where I felt like I could, like, everybody was like laughing and looked like humans. And I liked that.
All day, and they just keep putting them on hold. It's like the first time when we called, and they put us on hold for 4 hours because they said, like, we're busy, so we'll call you back. It's like a recording. And he just got that all day until he had to go to work. And so, like, we have no power still. And it's like, it's been 4 days since we paid the bill, and they still haven't turned it on.
Yesterday I came back home from some random errand, and I went to use my laptop, which was closed, which usually means it's in standby. I heard it making a noise, the fan was whirring, which indicated that it was, in fact, not in standby. When I opened it up, not only was it active, but there was a little, an alert that popped up that said, another user is logged into this computer. Something, something. Are you sure you want to blah, blah, blah? I was like, that's weird. So I restarted it, and the problem, quote unquote, went away.
Nueva York. Nueva York.
There's not a lot I can do about it because I'm outside of yoga. So I'm going to go in now. But yeah, this is my life.
Hello?
Hi.
I can hear you now.
Am I coming in clear?
What?
Do I come in clear?
Yep. Can I hang up now?
Just say it, but say...
Hi, how are you? Hi, hi, hi. I want to eat my dinner. Yes, I do.
That's going on the radio.
Dinner.
know, sometimes I wonder why so many people are incarnating on this planet right now. And all I can figure is that this crescendo we're reaching is gonna turn into something better. But, it's anybody's call.
She said three people moved in 5 weeks ago, you know. But one of the ladies sitting at her table. But anyways, so she was reading some little scriptures or something from some kind of like a Bible book of some sort. Anyways, I was helping her with her bath and everything, and so she told me that she wanted me to read something. And she wanted me to read it to you.
Go ahead.
What's that beeping in the background?
Well, it's my machine's just not working right. I can't make it shut off. I'm pushing everything. So that's what that is.
Oh. Well, I don't have to read it to you now.
But have you got it so you can read to me another time?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I had come in early enough, I could have shut it off, but once we start talking, apparently I can't shut it off.
All right, well, I'll just let you go.
Okay, hon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Analog America. You can find out more about us at hollowearthradio.com.
This is Amber Morgan.
Garrett Kelly.
And we're with correspondents Oli Eshelman and Doug Arney. And we've been sharing found sounds with you, field recordings, answer machine tapes, voicemails that we get at Hollow Earth Radio, and live instrumentation.
You've been listening to Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, USA. Mix engineer and production coordinator for Sonarchy is Doug Hare. If you're interested in being on this broadcast or want more information about Sonarchy, then please visit us on the web at jackstraw.org. Our email contact is doug@jackstraw.org. This show is available around the clock and in its entirety for 2 weeks after this broadcast. Just go to the streaming archive at kexp.org. It's easy and it sounds good. A very special thanks to all our friends over at KEXP for bringing an international audience to the sonic arts of the Pacific Northwest. Sonarchy is a Jack Straw production, so we thank you for listening, and so long now.